So I think I became a billionaire now. So I think I should go to Tahiti or Goa. I think maybe to spend there 1 year. To leave the ocean, to in the ocean. So the money offering that you gave at the airport, and the New Year Day money offering, the airport money, then today. Said there was someone gave some money for the projects, so I accept that. So all for ABC, what do you, for private or generous, 1,000 of generous statue, or to buy the next house. So whatever, or little bit pieces here and there, whatever. Anyway, so it's for the so for that, okay. So to benefit our sentient beings, to bring them to enlightenment, okay, as good as possible, to liberate them from oceans or some sort of suffering, to bring them to enlightenment. So the at the airport and then the New Year both in 12,100 dollars, yeah, US dollars. Sorry, I made a mistake. So you have to listen very carefully. So if you hear different. If you hear different number, different from somebody else's, you know, then it become a big problem. Okay? Anyway, it's okay. So Singapore dollars, 12,100, right, for the airport and New Year Day. Today is long life. So, to benefit as a center activities, after the prayer or statue, and then maybe the next house that saw the. To benefit for all sentient beings and to serve the teaching of the Buddha, from where all sentient beings receive happiness. Okay, so that. So. So I think. I think it's a very happy thing to enjoy. That is about the Amitabha Buddha Center. That is besides the besides the devotion. have been increasing the more number of people studying Dharma, learning Dharma. So, increasing the people have been taking teachings from Geshe Chunyi, resident teacher here. increasing so many number of people there, and as well as in Chinese language, you know, taking teaching Lamrim here from Basang and the Gurume here, as well as your house. So, Nadia's house, yes. So, so I'm very, very happy of that. That is the one. Besides the normal, usual devotion, the learning Dharma, you see, develop the understanding, you see, the Buddhism, the Lamrim and the philosophy, which is the commentary of Lamrim, that to understand Lamrim deeper, you know, vast, deeper, you see. So, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha himself, to receive teachings, he nailed, you know, say, put nails on his body, you see, many thousands of nails on his body, in order to receive teachings, you know, few stanzas, you see. And so there are several stories like that, how he sacrificed his life to receive teachings, with much hardships. So here we receive teachings very easily, say, without going through all those hardships, you know. So Guru Shakyamuni Buddha himself collected merits for three countless great eons, you see, to achieve enlightenment, so that he can reveal Dharma to us sentient beings, so that he can guide us sentient beings without mistakes. So without any mistakes, you see. So collected merits for three countless great eons, either practiced charity, morality, patience, perseverances, concentration, wisdom, so forth, you see. For three countless great eons, for unbelievable amount of time. So there's so much hardships like this, to achieve enlightenment, to be able to teach us, to be able to reveal Dharma to us for that purpose. So then, you see this Ganjur, 100 volumes like that. Then after that, then Pandits, Yogis, they gave their commentaries about the teachings, so they have 200 volumes, you know, Tengjur. So these teachings happened, you see. Then, of course, including Lama Tsongkhapa, the many great learned from the four traditions, Tibetan Mahayana Buddhism, four traditions, and Sajagaju, Nyingma, Gelu, great lamas who, you know, actualized the path to enlightenment. So many, they wrote commentaries with their own realizations, experiences. So, then also, I mean, from Nepal, maybe, you know, I mean, the great meditators, you know, who had very high attainment, you see, from other countries, so also that happened. Wrote their commentaries and how they practice Dharma, okay? So these, all these, you know, 100 volumes of Buddha's teachings and the Pandit Yogi's teachings, like 200 volumes, all that, you know, so many. So you know, Buddha himself, you see, collected the merits of three countless great eons, okay? So we have so much hardships. So then Pandit Yogis wrote so many teachings, commentaries on the Buddha's teachings, explaining. So there's a reason, you know. So there's a very important reason, unbelievably important reason to learn these things. Otherwise, there's no reason why Buddha, you know, taught all this and recorded, you know, the letter, you see. The Ananda and the two other disciples. So you see what they can remember, I mean, all the teachings of what they received from Buddha, recorded down. You see. So you see, there's the most important reason for us sentient beings, to understand, to actualize the path, and to see the defilements, to overcome karma and delusion. Okay. To be liberated from suffering and to achieve full enlightenment. So, most important reason, you see. Yeah, so that. So for this, you know, Buddha, what I'm saying is how Buddha, you know, himself has been so much hard for so many, unbelievable, so many lifetimes. So this, so we have to understand that. So therefore, it's for us. It's for us to benefit us together. So therefore, you see, so that means that was what it's saying. It means we have to learn. We have to learn as much as we can. You see, so that. So as mentioned during dinner, dinner festival time, mentioned about Geshe Chuni, the recent teacher. Exactly, I agree. What was meant there, you see. I mentioned already that it was known that in the Sera monastery, our monastery, by the elder monks, very good monk, study well Dharma, have good understanding Dharma. So it is known that in the monastery is by the elder monks. So therefore, very fortunate ABC having Geshe Chuni. I think perfect. And somebody, you see, Geshe Chuni's character, somebody is very humble, soft nature. Not arrogant nature, you see, soft, opposite to arrogant. soft energy and humble nature, so that with the knowledge, you see, with the good knowledge Dharma, understanding the extent of the Dharma. So I think it's very good example. So I think unbelievable fortunate people here that those who took the opportunity to learn Dharma, unbelievable, fortunate. to learn Dharma, fortunate to learn to learn Lamrim, and then the philosophy, the basic program of those philosophical teachings, and that's one thing. But also the others with such a teacher, okay? So it's really unbelievable. very rare. You see, from the mentor will learn Dharma and that. And with such a teacher, and all those are extremely rare. Of course, the first thing rare is having perfect human birth. You have perfect human birth. You're able to do all these, you see. So it's amazing. So I want to express that. So it's really amazing. So precious, really amazing. So therefore, I want to thank bottom of my heart again. So many people have learned Dharma. That's what His Holiness always, Compassionate Buddha, always emphasizes, how important to learn Dharma, not just faith, but must learn. He says, not just blind faith, but must learn. That's he often emphasizes. So that is very, very important. Otherwise, if you don't learn all these texts, so Buddha, for 300 years, bear so much hardships to achieve enlightenment. To teach, the main thing is to give us all these teachings, has to clear his message, see, how to have end. No, we are suffering samsara, no beginning, but to have end, how to end and how to cease, you see, and by seeking the cause, and then to achieve enlightenment. most sad thing, all the teachings there exist in this world, in the scriptures, but nobody is learning, And then after some time, nobody can understand him. And then sometimes they tend to, people want to change those teachings. People want to change. I think they happened probably, maybe, I don't know, other religions also. That, you know, so long ago, there's no learning. So then nobody understands the meaning. Then sometimes they try to change. They make their own interpretation. Oh, there's danger to happen that. So then you can't, you see, nobody can achieve the liberation from samsara. Nobody knows how to do that. Nobody knows how to achieve enlightenment, you see. Oh, so then this very sad. You have all the text, but so then you see, they're kind of like no use, kind of like that, you see. Kind of like that, yeah? Or just only devotional object. You see, nobody can teach, nobody knows. Very sad. It's very, very sad thing can happen, you see. So we don't follow the footpath of the Buddha, footsteps of Buddha. You see how Buddha himself did, you know, that. So to learn these things, what Buddha for so many eons, you see, bear hardships to receive these teachings, I mean to have realization. So our studying Dharma, Lamrim, and the basic program, all these philosophical teachings, everything is offering to Buddha, is our best offering to Buddha, to bear the kindness of Buddha. Okay? To repair kindness of Buddha, so our best offering is the best offering to Buddha. Okay? And then, of course, no question, is the best way to benefit for sentient beings, to liberate them. How to liberate the sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering caused and bring to enlightenment by learning Buddha Dharma, okay? By developing your wisdom and the compassion, wisdom, and the whole path of enlightenment. So that, so is a great thing, you know. So, yeah, many people come to learn Dharma, and that way, but your continuity of even the old students, you know, continuity, so you try to practice Dharma. And the other thing is that many people come to learn Dharma. So that's a great offering also to compassion Buddha, Hisana Dalama, you see. Even though we could not invite here, if there's no political matters, we would have already invited many years ago in Singapore, you see here, ABC. but because of the political matters. So anyway, hopefully, in the near future, you should be able to embody in the center and receive teachings. And you see. So that, okay? So then the third thing is that, they also need facilities, you know, need to develop the facilities, conditions, you see, for sentient beings to come to learn Dharma, to practice. So now, center has completed for so many years of working so hard for fundraising, all that. Unbelievable, you see, with so much devotion and the perseverances. So now it's actualized. So it has success, okay? That's the external success. You know? So to benefit the sentient beings and teaching the Buddha. So, without the teaching of the Buddha, no sentient being receives happiness, because happiness comes from good karma. From good karma, from virtue. You see, what Buddha explained in the teachings, what to practice, what is to be abandoned, what to practice that brings happiness after enlightenment, you know, and what to be abandoned, which harms oneself, to harms sentient beings. So you see, so all the sentient beings' happiness come from Dharma, Buddha's teachings. So then, the actual is the center, so, you know, to see. To spread the Dharma, to actualize the Buddha's teachings, and to spread the Dharma to the sentient beings, from where then they, from where the descending beings can receive all the happiness after enlightenment. So I want to thank from bottom of my heart, thank to everybody, thank everybody, and from the very original, from the very original person, Dita and Mr. Lee, Qingping Temple, Miss Lee, from there, Dita, as a leader, to teach Lamrim as the doctor, as Mr. Lee's house. So started from there. So, and then they said, yeah, Alishua is not here today. So I think the inspiration to buy center, to have its own house, it was windy. Whenever windy came through on the way to Nepal, and windy inspired Dennis Lau and Alishua. So. Windy, he talked to them and inspired them. Must be your own place, to do practice, to teach Dharma. So then they started, to have its own place, ABC, to have its own place, so that. So I want to thank very much for everyone, all the directors from beginning. Up to now, and then the permanent director Hapching. Usually directors are impermanent, but Hapching is impermanent. Usually directors are impermanent, but Hapching is permanent. So I think then also Jita and then the Venerable Children taught how many years? Do you remember? She taught. Only 2 years. Then also Sarah, Sanjay Khanda taught 11 years. Then there was Sarah, also when Sarah came later. Then Gishe Chuni, how many years? Oh, wow, amazing. Amazing. So that's what you call good luck. Okay. So still wish to continue a long time, okay? So so I want to thank all the the Dharma teachers so thank from the bottom of my heart, and also now the Bosa and the Jume, and who else? Balsam and Jirme, and who else? Huh? Balsam, Jirme, and Balsam. Celia. Cecilia. Oh, Cecilia. Okay. Okay, so. And Jokha. Jokhwa. Okay. Yeah, so I would like to thank. Very, very much also for them too. So I think that's great success. That's great thing. Somebody's able to benefit more to a sentient being, and that's the purpose of the center. Okay. So like that. Also practice and be able to benefit more to a sentient being. So that. So. So able to fulfill the wishes of sentient beings. You see. Happiness and more, so that, okay? And then ultimately to bring to enlightenment. and many people also practicing, also, practicing, have been practicing, so I think, so that's So that's really that's great, you know. That's a great thing. Say great enjoyment, you know, great success. So that. So that's about. So sorry, I did not finish the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga this time. So I really thought, but I know there are some people. I think there must be quite a number of people who really need to understand this and practice. Really, and it's very, very, very important. Very, very important. It's so, so important, you know. If one doesn't mention that, doesn't know how to practice that, you know, having met the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, see, the having karma at this time, certain, if you don't know how to do the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, then that's really the kind of very important thing. So I really would like to complete this. So I don't know when, but anyway, really want to complete that. This, you know, the practice. Okay, the commentary. So that, of course, not only the secret visualization, but the whole practice. Okay, so that's it. So thank you very much. always I've been praying, and always I'll pray. So from our side to all of you. So okay. So.
Thank you.
Chöji jābō dzōngā vē chūsū nāpā pāvā lō gēgē tsēmā shū tūngyā mā lō tsāngā yō nā tā wān shīng.
This one, very sadly, Zambrim dedication. And that's prayer, very important that we exercise part and benefit for sentient beings and spread Dharma.
Yeah. Yeah.
tuñjé mādhu tōng.
Āvāi jāi dāi dāi jīnjé tuñjé tuñjé dāi jēvē tōng.
Nātēnī
jāvāi rāi dāi jāvāi yētēn.
Understanding means less ignorance you have. That means when you practice less mistakes, and then less, see, so then easy to have correct realizations, correct practice, correct realizations. So it's that, okay? So and then you see those who are able to make time to come to learn at the center, or you see, or do not have time to that. However, at your house, to read Lamrim, the stages path of enlightenment. There's a Lama Tsongkhapa's Lamrim, great in the middle. So that's unbelievable. As it offers understanding, depth, and extent. The liberation balm in your hand, there's a happy path. Geshe Sopas teaching through the Deity Geshe Sopas. Now there's extensive Lamrim teaching from Geshe Sopa.
So we took those courses. We took I attended to all the courses that Geshe Sobramus gave this book. You know? So we attend the courses there, Geshe students, the professors, all of that. So there's also this, I haven't read myself, but as I said, others who read, this is a very good book. Anyway, so at least one liberty poem, something like that, you read at study at home, then even those who do not have time to come to the center or whatever you see here. So I'm just giving advice that what you should do, even when it doesn't have time, even those who don't have time to come to the center to regulate, to learn, okay? So anyway, what one should do, and so study Liberation Palm or any of the one Lamrim text. So then you see, at least that, and then anything that you do not understand, write, you buy a book and write down in notebook, you see, anything that you don't understand, then fill it up, write down in another book. So then when there's a discussion here with the students or with Geshe Trinyi, there's some discussions or where you can ask questions, you see, you can ask these questions during the times, so that this is how it developed to understand. So anyway, you inquire the elder students or see, or when teaching a Lamrim or you see, with Geshe. So anyway, from time that way you can ask, questions, you see, so that this can develop the understanding. First, beginning to the end, you must study well, Then once you have done that, and generally that should be done a few times, but 2-3 times, but however, at least you have done that, you get the whole idea. Then maybe the most important, one most important practice is that, just in general idea, one meditation of devotion every day, whatever, even 5 minutes or 10 minutes or half hour, whatever, something of Guru devotion by following the outlines, to have realization. The goal is to have realization until you see one Buddha is all the Guru, one Guru is all the Buddha. So from your heart, no doubt to see that very deep understanding of that, naturally feeling that day and night all the time, see, stable, it's not just a few hours, not a few days, but continuously feel like that. So until that realization, then if they should do something. Then there's renunciation, bodhicitta, right view, okay? So therefore, two tests of renunciation, this life, renunciation, next life. So 1 year you spent, minted on the Lamrim, the renunciation to this life, from perfect rebirth of karma. then after that is the renunciation to next life. So, then 1 year, for that, you try to every day do some meditation of that part, okay? And then next, then third year, then on bodhicitta, mention on that. Mainly, this means main focus. I'm talking about that, but it's not saying you can't mention other things. It's main focus. Then 1 year, main focus on the emptiness. So then you can come back, whichever you didn't have. So first you have the realization of the renunciation to this life, from perfect humility, Buddha of karma, from perfect humility, usefulness, to all that realization. So renunciation to this life, then realization of the next life. Then you can have bodhicitta. So otherwise you can't have bodhicitta realization. But the emptiness, but every day you should do some meditation on emptiness, even 5 minutes, even 3 minutes, even 1 minute, at least. That should leave imprint. So that if you do that every day, even 2-3 minutes, then you see, sooner or later, you are able to realize the emptiness. Okay? So that doesn't need bodhicitta realization first. You don't need that. So
whenever you have so much marriage correct and so much imprint from past, then Buddhist realization can happen. You see, I mean, it depends on everything depends on the first one, correct? How much one can correctly devote the first friend. Every answer, success of all that path, every answer depends on the first one, how much one correctly devote and able to devote. So that's why it's called the root of the path of enlightenment. So, and then put many effort into the sutra, this heart of the Buddha Dharma, Lamrim, three principal aspects, part, many effort in this. The next effort, if you are practicing tantra, next effort, liberty in tantra meditation. But put many effort in this. Otherwise, you cannot. Otherwise, you can't. You cannot. You can complete the realization of tantra path. The completion stage you cannot complete. So otherwise you'll be achieving enlightenment without bodhicitta. You'll be achieving enlightenment without renunciation, without emptiness. It's not possible. It's impossible. So you have to have the common path, the three principal path, you see, that in order to complete the completion stage. So if one has still have time to do it, then liberty tantra practice, you can do that. with your as you have received initiation, you have commitment to do sadhana or like that, you can do tantra practice with that. While you're doing sadhana, you can do the tantra practice with that. So just really possibly imprint as much as possible. Then after you have bodhicitta realization, after you have renunciation of bodhicitta, then you can spend more time in tantra. Then you can spend more time in tantra to, spend more time in tantra to have realization. So like that. wise way to practice dharma, so that you can achieve enlightenment quickly. So that. every year, admire the precepts, you see. To take that, many people are taking, I see, so as great, and then to take that as many you can in each year, anytime you find comfortable, say, not only special days, but even other times, whenever you find comfortable, then as many you can take that. So that is one makes life unbelievable, most unbelievable beneficial to sentient beings. So that's an incredible thing to do. And then of course, as I mentioned, that not newness and those other generous practice. So if not, even the just the Atman precepts while you're working, you see. then of course, there's some. Of course, each year, if there's 7 days or 5 days or 15 days or 1 month, depending on your time, work, then you do some retreat. And then there's also very, very good preliminary practice or other deities, ritual. However, it's always, Lamrim is always there. Even if you're doing preliminary practice, but Lamrim, you have to do with Lamrim. Even you're doing deity with the Lamrim. So Lamrim should be there all the time. It's a basic. How you spend your life, like that. So that's it. Okay, just the essence, the basic life. How to make your life most beneficial. Okay, then that happens when you practice. So thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.